Oh, mama's got a squeeze box and daddy doesn't sleep at night, right? That's what that's all about right there. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and we're talking a little Mardi Gras right now and having a little bit of fun. We might have a little hurricane, so we don't feel any pain. But Barbecue Bob, we got one of our buddies on the line right now.
That's right. It's 2-4 Saturday right now. Two Guidry's for the price of one. On the grilling line right now is Greg Guidry, the CEO of Cajun Grills in Lafayette, Louisiana. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Bob. Doing great. We're just trying to get over the hangovers. My Mardi Gras is pretty big party. Looking going into Lent, so everybody's called Fat Tuesday for a reason. You know, everybody's indulging and going a little bit excessive on drinking and partying and eating, and hopefully we can get your listeners to enjoy some good Cajun food.
That's what we're all about. But to set the stage and to give you your street creds, I just want to let everybody know that you and your brother own Percy Guidry Company and the Cajun Grill Company. And tell us what Cajun Grills is.
Cajun Grills is a grill that can be used as a smoker, can be used as a general barbecue grill, normally low temperature, far distance away from the food. The coals are brought down. It's an adjustable unit where you can really cook many different types of techniques on a charcoal smoker. You can use charcoal, wood, and it just gives you a good versatility grill, and it's a unique grill that most people they when they see it and they see it actually operating, they got to have it.
Well, I want to hook up my buddy Mark LaFontaine up at Great Lakes Ford in Muskegon. He is looking for a smoker for his house. He moved over to the west side of Michigan, and he doesn't have a good grill smoker yet. So I'm thinking that Pro is going to be the way to go.
Yeah, the Pro is our new grill. It has two independent coal trays left and right. It's all up front controls. It also has controls on the lid for the smoke output. And what's great about it, it's even more versatile than the original model that my dad built in 1963. So it's a lot more it's for today's setting, where you can do high temperature grilling on one side and low temperature direct.
Yeah, so you took it to the next level. I love what you did. And the Cajun Grill, especially 20 years ago in the Great Lakes areas at least, that grill was very, very popular. And then I think the onslaught of the big box stores kind of knocked you guys out of the market for a while. People have had a snoot full of the cheap China grills, and I feel like now they're coming back to a good grill again, and I think that's why you're resurging so well. And I'm a big fan, and all our listeners know we're big fans too, because we've had you on several times, and we talk about the Cajun quite a bit, and just to have, you know, we love American-made products, and of course, you're my brother.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, I mean, back in the 90s, you hit it right on the head. We were doing really good. We probably had over 150 dealers, and then with the onslaught of all the imports coming in, and I had a chance of going with our product being made in, you know, overseas. I'll say that, but I choose not to. I mean, we kept on building our steel grills and a little bit of stainless steel. And then right now, as of this year, we're introducing a premium line of all stainless steel grills. We do not offer anything but stainless steel barbecue grills. And it has a lifetime warranty. It is made in the USA, and they're freaking awesome. You can buy your first grill, your last grill first right now. You know, you'll never, ever have to replace it. You never have to pay any maintenance on it. And it cooks better than probably any grill on the market right now.
And if you want to see one, just come to my house. Mardi Gras, buddy, tell us about marinated pork and andouille jambalaya.
Marinated pork and andouille. Andouille is a very hot sausage. We use it both in gumbo and jambalaya. It's a general marinated sausage. There's a huge amount of cayenne pepper and other seasoning blends in there. And again, it's smoked So andouille is a smoked sausage that's really on fire. It's hot. And typically when you're cooking either a gumbo or a jambalaya or any kind of dish with andouille sausage, you don't have to add any seasoning. The seasoning actually comes out of the meat as it's cooking. So it's a great add-on to the pork and the jambalaya. Yeah. And marinated pork is, I mean, it's oil and vinegar and whatever kind of spice that you like. I prefer it a little spicy. Marinated pork chunks with cayenne pepper, garlic, like I said, any kind of spice that you like that really, you know, is a little bit hot and a little bit of salt, and just marinate it, you know, for a couple of days.
Oh, a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. You want to marinate it, you know, for a while. You don't want to just throw seasoning on it and throw it in a pot. You know, you want to.
What type of pork would you use?
The most tender pork you're going to get, typically a butt, you know, you do a shoulder. You do a pork shoulder, and you cut it up into chunks, small chunks, maybe about inch and a half square cubes, and stick it in a Ziploc bag. Better yet, if you have a vacuum sealer, get your seasoning blend, get it all seasoned up, and you want to have it wet. You don't want to have a dry season. You want it to be wet, so olive oil, vinegar, balsamic vinegar works great, and you stick it in a vacuum seal bag. You vacuum it out, and believe me, the seasoning and spicings are going to penetrate that, and leave it in the fridge for, you know, 2, 3, 4 days, and the longer the better. You know, the more you leave it in, you know, in a marinated situation, the more it's going to penetrate that meat and make it extremely spicy and tender once you cook it.
Well, Jop made us some hurricanes, so I know all about a marinated situation right now.
Yeah, well, that's a whole different deal, yeah.
Yeah, so Greg, let me ask you real quick. We got really spicy and dewy, and we've got the marinated pork that you put some spice with it. What are the other ingredients in this jambalaya that might take a little edge off the heat?
Well, you really don't, you want to, again, you're not going to add any more seasoning to
right.
it. So the seasoning will come out of the meat, and that's the whole deal is, but as far as that rice, you're going to have rice in it. You're going to have onions. You're going to have all your vegetables. We call it the Holy Trinity, which is basically onions, bell pepper, and celery. So you're going to cook all of that in this dish all at one time, and then throw the rice in at the end and add in some water and let the rice soak up all the seasoning in the pot that you're cooking with the marinated pork and the andouille sausage.
Awesome. One last thing, this shrimp and brochette. Give us a quick recipe on that, because that's one of your famous dishes.
Well, I mean, the great thing about the shrimp en brochette that everybody loves, it has bacon. I mean, everybody loves bacon, right? So all you're doing is you're taking a nice-sized shrimp. You know, typically when I'm doing it up with family and friends, I'll leave the head. I'll get some very large shrimp that you can skewer and basically leave the head on for presentation and the tail. Peel everything else in between off and season it up with whatever kind of spice blend that you like.
Greg, I hate to hold you here. Can you hold on to the next segment for just a minute? I want to finish this recipe, and I don't want to rush you, but we got to go to a commercial break and make some money.
Yeah, man, no problem. Go right ahead.
Hold on, buddy.
All right, you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more Greg.